Shabbat Shalom Lev Arach, wishing you a peaceful and blessed Sabbath. Now, as a child, Sundays for me did mean church and Sunday school, but I don't recall thinking of that day as the Sabbath. Of course, we'd learned the Ten Commandments, including remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. But it was later that I began to recognize the one of the differences between religions when Sabbath for my Jewish high school friend Barry meant sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. And later on, I realized that distinction also applied to Islam and a few Christian sects as well. In my youth, Sunday was a day when things were shut down. The Lord's Day Act prescribed most activities, including retail. It was only after the Charter of Rights and Freedoms was adopted in 1982 that things gradually began to change, especially with the Supreme Court ruling in 1985. And since then, the Sabbath, whether Saturday or Sunday, has seemed for most people and most retail businesses to be just another workday. And while I was thinking about this service, I was reminded of a movie from 1960 called Never on Sunday. The main takeaway was the title song sung by Melina Mercury, who played a strong and engaging prostitute, but who never worked on Sundays. But let's take a look deeper at Sabbath and consider the implications of a day of rest. Or in fact, any time away from daily stress and activity. I've already mentioned the Ten Commandments and the section from Exodus 20, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And it continues, though, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Now, the fact that we are present at this service suggests that at least those of us that are here do find value in this weekly gathering, this time outside of regular time. And Wendell Berry invites us to, or writes, Sabbath observance invites us to stop. It invites us to rest. It asks us to notice that while we rest, the world continues without our help. It invites us to delight in the world's beauty and abundance. On good days, we can hopefully achieve some of that. Now, the Greeks understood that time is not uniform. They spoke of chronos, which is ordinary time, the space-time continuum in which we exist most of the time, the flow of time in predictable sequence. And they also spoke of kairos, the supreme moment, the moment that is qualitatively different in recognizable ways. It is time as peak experience, time as transcendence, time as transformation, time as fulfillment. Chronos versus Kairos is the ordinary versus the extraordinary, the mundane versus the sacred, the desert versus the oasis. Abraham Joshua Heschel, a Polish-born American rabbi and one of the leading Jewish theologians of the 20th century, wrote in his book, The Sabbath, there is a realm of time where the goal is not to have, but to be, not to own, but to give, not to control, but to share, not to subdue, but to be in accord. Now, the Sabbath song that we heard gives a glimpse of a meaningful break from Chronos into Kairos. You know, for many of us, I suspect that Sundays in our early years involved closed stores, possibly good clothes and a church service. Details may have varied, but it was a time away from daily routine. Now it has become much harder to carve out Kairos time in a world which is on the go, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, even during this time of enforced isolation, if we do not have the usual routines to keep track of time, it may be just as hard to remember the value of and the need for Sabbath. This then may be a good time to think about and to incorporate Sabbath time into our lives. And Sabbath certainly does not have to mean church. As Emily Dickinson puts it, some keep the Sabbath going to church. I keep it staying at home, with a bobolink for a chorister and an orchard for a dome. Now, as far as I know, I have never heard a bobolink, and I don't think I've ever seen one, but it could be a finch or a robin or any other bird. Now, Buddhist teacher Tara Brach invites us to consider Sabbath moments, what she calls the sacred pause. The sacred pause helps us to reconnect with the present moment, especially when we are caught up in striving and obsessing and leaning into the future. Pausing enables us to re-enter the mystery and vitality only found here and now. Choose a time when you are involved in a goal-oriented activity, reading, working on the computer, cleaning, eating, and explore pausing for a moment or two. Begin by discontinuing what you are doing, sitting comfortably and allowing your eyes to close. Take a few deep breaths, and with each exhale, let go of any worries or thoughts about what you're going to do next. Let go of any tightness in the body. Now, notice what you are experiencing as you inhabit the pause. What sensations are you aware of in your body? Do you feel anxious or restless as you try to step out of your mental stories? Do you feel pulled to resume your activity? Can you simply allow for this moment whatever is happening inside you? You can weave the sacred pause into your daily life by pausing for a few moments each hour or as you begin and end activities. You can pause while sitting, standing, or lying down, even in motion, going for a walk, or driving. You can pause internally, eyes open and senses awake. Whenever you find you are stuck or disconnected, you can begin your life fresh in that moment by pausing, relaxing, and paying attention to your immediate experience. So, moving from Kronos to Kairos can happen anytime, and not just on a weekend. In her article, A Spiritual Practice of Sabbath, Flora Slosson-Wollner offers a fourfold model of Sabbath keeping. And she writes, do I give myself regular Sabbaths? Number one, each hour we need tiny Sabbath moments of inner renewal. Gazing at a sunbeam on the floor, looking at a beloved painting, smelling a flower, touching a leaf, listening to a bird, stretching and breathing deeply, holding our hands under running water, gently palming our eyes, Such tiny but powerful Sabbath moments are especially important after intensive thinking, working, or interaction with other people. Number two, each day we should lay aside at least 1 hour of Sabbath time to be and do what delights us most. We might walk, enjoy a garden, listen to music, read a delightful book. Now, whatever we choose, we should do it with joy, not compulsion. Number three, we need 1 day a week for relaxing, joyous, humanizing activities. The original scriptural concept of Sabbath was not that of heavy church responsibilities or even of intense prolonged prayer. Originally, it was given as a day of total rest and relaxation. The act of resting is a holy act. And number four, we need a week each year, not the regular family holiday, when we can go off alone or with a few like-minded friends or spouse for a quiet retreat. It need not be a time of intensive reading or contemplation, but a time of walks, music, drawing, sleeping, keeping a journal, whatever refreshes and renews us most deeply. Now, this is what a Sabbath should feel like, says A.J. Jacobs. A pause, not just a minor pause, but a major pause. Not just lowering the volume, but a muting. The Sabbath is a sanctuary in time. And it may well be that for many of us, the onset of this pandemic has resulted in an extended Sabbath time for many of us. Now, the purpose of Sabbath time is to nurture your spirit, to empty yourself through quiet and non-action, to slow down and then to stop, to sacrifice doing for being rather than the opposite, which is how most of us spend our days. The poet Mary Oliver asked, "Listen, are you breathing just a little and calling it a life? You will only truly understand all the implications of this question when you enter Sabbath time." She asks, "Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? Find moments of Sabbath time, even if it is just 10 minutes at a time, to ponder her question, to ponder your life." Now, Unitarian Universalism offers an invitation to take time seriously, to take life seriously, to take ourselves seriously, to take our gifts seriously, and to love the world. The invitation is this: nurture your spirit, help heal our world. We nurture our spirit by entering Sabbath time, by restoring our soul. But the refreshment and renewal that we find there is not for ourselves alone. They are also for the world in which we have our being and becoming. Do you have religion, this religion that we call Unitarian Universalism, this religion that invites you to nurture your spirit, but that also challenges you to help heal our world? One purpose of Sabbath time is to renew us so that we may undertake Sabbath tasks, those tasks that take us out of ourselves, because we are committed to love as covenant, a covenant that includes the world, those tasks that take us out of ourselves because we have gained some wisdom for life. Those tasks that take us out of ourselves because we understand what compassion in action really means. Now, UU Minister Reverend Tom Toll suggests, every Unitarian Universalist will shape Sabbaths according to her or his own preference, or their own preference. The scriptures remind us that Sabbath is given to us and created for us, not the other way around. That's a handy reminder, for Sabbath time loses its pertinence and power whenever it becomes a batch of compulsions untrue to one's heart. The Sabbath summons us to find our own best ways to breathe, smile, and relax. And may we all find ways to take the time to sit in silence so that we can move outward in balance into the great clamor of living. I'm going to close this with The Peace of Wild Things by Wendell Berry. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things, who do not task their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free. May it be so, and blessed be.